part of the inauguration of Nelson Chamisa happened on the 30th of July, when he was elected overwhelmingly by 2.6 million people as the president of the country. And that continues until Saturday, when the party, the MDC, celebrates this milestone and achievement and puts it on the map that we know very well who is the legitimate president of the country, that we know very well who won the majority of the elections. The people of Zimbabwe know that. This will just be a confirmation and continuation. The bottom line is that it is not about what the courts say. It is not about what Zach says. It is about what the people of Zimbabwe says, and that the president takes seriously, and that Saturday next week is going to be about that. It's going to be about the fact that 81% of our urban councils are going to be led by President Nelson Chamisa through his local authorities, through his councillors. For that reason, it seems really appropriate to celebrate the inauguration of a new government for about 81 elected in about 81% of our urban areas, and we'll be running those. And he wants to make sure that these councils are run in a smart and successful fashion, following his smart programs announced in the elections, and he wants to go forward improving Zimbabwe as much as is possible. So Zimbabweans are going to see an improved government in all these areas.
And there are some critics who are saying that you are actually breaking the law. You can't install another president following the inauguration of President Mnangagwa. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the greatest sin against the constitution of this country is what President Mnangagwa has done, stealing this election in the first instance. He's also, as you have seen, continuously, habitually disrespect the constitution. Right now he has appointed what he calls resident ministers in the provinces, different provinces, when the constitution is very clear about devolution, that elected governments in the form of provincial councils, local councils and so forth are now going to be allowed to run their affairs. To appoint these ministers is in fact to go against the constitution, and that is what is illegal here. That is what the people of Zimbabwe understand. We do not need a minister of local government, because local government is now devolved from central government, and President Mnangagwa himself has been saying that he will respect and try to devolve our government. As a matter of fact, he's not doing that. He's breaking the law continuously. The people of Zimbabwe are aware of that, and very soon, the people of Zimbabwe will have a chance again to say, look, you can't take the law into your hands all the time, as and when you want.
So who's going to do the inauguration in terms of, Chamisa becoming president? Is there any judge that you've invited?
The president is going to be inaugurated by the people who elected him. The president is going to be inaugurated in terms of the aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe. And that's what he respects the most. He respects nothing more than the people of Zimbabwe, their rights, their voice, and their need for a democratic and a free government.
So you won't be beaten up by the police. Are you seeking clearance for that kind of meeting?
He does not necessarily need to expect that there will be anybody attempting to disrupt his meetings or attempting to disrupt the celebrations, because as a matter of fact, they are not breaking the law. If the police or anybody is interested in the upholding of the law, they must be reminded that the brutality and disrespecting the freedom of association, freedom of expression, are an illegality and an affront to the Zimbabwean constitution.
But according to the Zimbabwean constitution, a president becomes a president through being sworn in by a chief justice. So in this case, people may say that you are only playing games, and these are only political games.
The president of a country, the president of Zimbabwe, that's the spirit and the matter of the Zimbabwe constitution. The president of Zimbabwe is inaugurated in terms of the votes that the people cast. That is very important. The idea that inaugurating a president is about the declaration, in fact, goes against the law. So while President Mnangagwa can remain the illegitimate but inaugurated president in terms of some sections of the law that he wishes to respect, the fact of the matter is that the legitimate president of this country is President Nelson Chamisa. And the people of Zimbabwe know this, the courts know this, because we did seek evidence from ZEC that would have shown everyone that President Chamisa won 2.6 million votes, and for some reason, the courts were unwilling to pick up that evidence from ZEC so that it could be used in as part of their process, and they were willing to disregard numbers when it comes to elections. But I remind everyone, Zimbabweans do know that politics is about numbers. It is the number of people that matter more than anything else, and we know that President Chamisa won the highest number. But we also know that this inauguration is nothing outside the law. The president, President Nelson Chamisa, has won in this country 81% of local government seats, and 81% of local government seats are in fact a government that will be led by President Nelson Chamisa, and that he will make sure that those are run as smooth, as efficient, as effective as possible.